Connect. You are now host. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let me turn up your volume a little bit. Okay, and we're recording, so I'll try to post these. I see the recordings working. Maybe we'll start with introductions, although most of us don't need introductions, but this is going to be very informal. And maybe I won't start with any presentation yet.
Just me.
Yeah, okay, you want to be introduced to? No, what?
Oh.
Okay, I'll turn my camera around. There's Sue McWilliams, our secretary. Okay.
You know where the
Well, there's one in there that has the microfilm that Wanda needs to get over into the library. So it's in there. So take it to Wanda and have her take it. Well, that's the problem, is it's on the, no one's gonna be, I don't know. So the one is in there with the stuff on it.
Okay, I'll point it out.
All right. So this is very informal because people just walk into class. And we'll have fun in this class. So, and I'm gonna be totally unprepared for everything. But let's do introductions such as it is, so that we have it on the record for the thing. So I'm David Deline, research professor here and teaching this class and a Pride Writer Mod class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we have a field project this semester, so it's going to be really busy, and that's what this class is about. Why don't we go with James and Lindley and then Christian? So I guess name, project you're working on, and may name maybe student, year of student, I guess, and then the project you're working on. So I said, I'm David Doreen, I'm a research professor, and I'm right now working on a Saudi Arabian field project and have done the impacts field projects. So we'll talk about them. Okay, James.
Hello, I'm James. I'm a first year master's student here, and I'm working with Dave on the T28 Hail project, which is studying old hail data from the 90s primarily to better understand hail properties in clouds.
Okay.
I'm Lindley. I'm a second year master's student here, and I'm working with Dr. Marwa Majdi on a basically verification of weather modification for the North Dakota Cloud Watching Project.
Christian Neri, PhD student working on electrically induced aggregation and more specifically on the impacts project.
Okay, and online student.
Hi, can everyone hear me? Hopefully.
Hold on, let me turn it up a little bit more here. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Hopefully, you can hear me. My name is Valeria Garcia. I am a second year PhD student from the University of Washington, and I work with Lynn McMurdy, and she is the PI of the Impacts Field Campaign that Dave mentioned. And so I participated in that campaign, and I'm working on that still.
Okay, so now I'll take the camera off of you guys and put it back to me. We're in a kind of lab space here. Thanks, Valeria. If I mispronounce your name, please correct me. I'm trying.
No worries.
So please ask questions. We've got four of us. I may have other people join us sometimes. Any debt wire that we all work with may join in on certain topics. And also Mara that Lynn mentioned. And maybe I'll send an email to Andrea Newman that's been helping, or Scroll now, Newman Scroll, that has been helping out with the Saudi Arabia field project, since we're going to be talking a lot about Saudi Arabia and stuff. But I want to, I guess, for the other half of the students, kind of hit impact stuff and then do impacts and Saudi Arabia kind of together and try to go over stuff for both of them. Why don't I share my screen? If I can do that. And we'll try to get done by, it's technically till 12:15, but I'll try to end at 12, so at least then we'll end by 12:15. Okay, share screen. There's a whiteboard. Must be this one. Share that. Okay, I did that. I have to figure out if there's another monitor on this one, but don't need that. I wanted to bring up the website. Okay, so I introduced myself. Here's the website. I still tease everybody that this is a start of the internet, so everybody should have this as their home page. Can I make this smaller? Hide. There we go. Okay, I hid that. Make that small. Put that down there. Okay. Or maybe, okay, I keep a little bit of a... So, internet starts here. My website's, I got a website started for this class. We got the Zoom link. So we'll see how this goes when I'm in Saudi Arabia and others are there. We may have to do things with that and talk a little bit more about the field project. I've been working on syllabuses today, and I could pull up my one for the PDF, but I noticed that I wrote this a while ago, and it's not right. So let me edit this while we go over it. This is how well prepared I am. You guys are graduate students, so you should be familiar. I don't want that. Make that big. So first the thing, we had the name of the, it's 594 file, save as. I got a USB stick. Oh, we should always put our dates on 24, and today's the 9th, right? So if you put it year, month, day at the end of your file names, then they list in order when you list them on your computer. So then you always have a version. So that's right. But the course number is 594. And everybody got the special numbers. Sorry, me and Aaron had that messed up spring for that class. So that's what was officially here. 594. Okay, emails. Please abide by the rules. Signed up for 3 credits, right? 594. Should be a graduate student, and we changed the class from 11 to officially 12:15. But we will change this as needed. For example, I think, well, not James, most of us, well, three of us will be at AMS, American Meteorological Society meeting at the end of the month. So no meeting that week of January 28th. So we won't have any class meetings that week. But we'll try to meet, I think, every Tuesdays and Thursday that we can. I can put that in here. So, meeting week of January 25th. And then it moved over. And we changed the time. I can get it over enough. Okay, whatever. Okay, we're in 4:30. We'll do hi, Brad. So try to come, please. So I'm not with. Got my name, my office. Oh, yeah, I think I'll keep. 3 to 4 by arrangements if you want to stop by, phone numbers, email. That's my Zoom link. So we're going to talk aircraft physical meteorology. Please come to class. We put the video recordings, save them. If it's dark class, technical issues. Why does it not like issues? Oh, not a technical issue. Or technical issues. Contact, is that always wrong? Standard line resources available. Assignments. Make arrangements beforehand. Beforehand is one word. Okay. So we need to do grades for there. So normal straight grading scale. I'll try to do some quizzes. For that, and to make sure you read the material, I'll try to have a quiz. So that you have to actually answer the questions and do it. Some of the former students, I would try to get them to do readings and they wouldn't do it. So 10 question quiz. I'm thinking of 3 assignments and a final exam. And probably for the final, we'll have some fun. Comprehensive and like we would do the oral exam. So this is different than probably any exam you've ever done. So I think, Christian, you haven't done one of my oral exams yet, have you? No. Okay. So you got to have one of these experiences in your entire. So probably 3 questions. And the idea is instead of having there'll be a written question like, tell me the difference between a 2-dimensional crowd probe and a scattering crowd probe. And so There'll be some points I want you to make, usually three of them. You have a question. I'll give you two out of three questions ahead of time. So you study them, write some down notes, do this. You have to come up to the front of the room, use the whiteboard, no notes. So you can't write all your answers on the notes. You gotta, no notes, write it on the board. Try to take 2 or 3 minutes. Most time you run out of things to say. You can say anything you want, but don't say stuff that's not correct. You also have the classes can, your classmates can help you. And the way they help you is if they ask you a question, if they can ask you a question about something you might have forgot, okay, then you can answer that question. And then I will ask you questions. And my questions may be something you forgot or maybe unrelated to anything, okay? And so it's like this being at a poster session and having people come up and ask you questions about your poster. And then we'll go and grade it. And people usually get A's and B's on this. But so what do you think? Fun? Yes? Okay. We'll do that at the end. I need to make up them questions because I got to make up a PhD question for the qual exams or some of them. So these will somewhat be like, some of them may be like PhD qual type questions. So, or maybe parts of it. So we'll do that. I think that's all we'll do is, there'll be probably 3 assignments, some quizzes, so assignments, and then the final exam. Let's see here. 3 assignments. So that's 20%. 3 assignments, 20% each. So that's 20, 40, 60. And the final is 20%. So that adds up to 100%, right? Sound good? We got to have a grade for the class. Please ask questions. So any questions about the grading and what we're going to do? I'm going to try not make this too difficult.
Do you have an idea what the assignments might be?
Yes.
Since they're 60%.
Yes. So I'm thinking at least 2 of them is, and it might be a 2-part. I have to see how this works. We're going to talk about, we're going to kind of do this for what I have to do for the field project. So 2 of the assignments are going to involve a science plan, or one of them is going to involve a science plan. So I think the assignment will be, I'm going to give you the science plan for the Saudi project this spring, and you have to make 10 edits on this. Like, here's the Word document, provide me 10 edits and then, or 9 edits and then some suggestions of stuff to add, or, you know, how maybe your edits could be added. Maybe I'll just say 10 edits, with some of them being additions. What's missing out of this? Okay. So hopefully, I guess if I very disagree with your edits, or if it's, you know, give a reason for it and what we should add or what it is. So I'm being selfish here because I'm going to take the best of them and revise the science plan. But we'll talk about what should be in it. And of course, instead of having you write mine, it's always easier to revise it. We could also maybe you want to look at, maybe I give the option if you want to, for the impacts people, maybe Christian, where you can look at the impact science plan and say, what was missing out of that? So if you want to do the impacts one, That would be another option. And then the second one, we're going to talk about operations plan. So same thing, revise an operations plan. And then the third one's going to be more technical about instruments and either the configuration of the aircraft instrumentation or something about the instruments on the aircraft. And that may be towards the end. So we're going to do the first two because I got to have them do, I think they wanted them March 1st or something. And I got to run it through all the co-investigators and stuff. So I'm going to start with the science plan. Talk about why that's important. Probably start on that on. And why we need a science plan. And the impacts is probably one of the most complicated science plans you would have. And my Saudi one is probably one of the simplest. So you can have both extremes if you want to look at them. So I guess take a little bit of time to write this, but 10 comments, edits, changes, 10% each. I don't know how else to. It's like writing a paper, right? I mean, but this is revising. So does that make sense? Is that doable? So science plan, operations plan, and instrumentation. I got to figure out the instrumentation one exactly, either edits or something that's more what it is. And I'm not sure for impacts exactly they had rear in operations plan or if that was very different than the science plan. I don't know if they've made a formal one. I haven't seen that. I've seen the science plan, but so them on assignments, and then for the finals we'll also go over some of the crowd physics probes, which we kind of did in the aircraft class I taught last fall. So that might be kind of a review for Christian. But oh well. And maybe I'll do some more stuff. And also on that too is I got to get the impacts data submitted. And also we are submitting the Saudi data. So it's going to be kind of informal about that. And you can listen. A lot of discussion. So please ask questions. So does that make sense? Anything else about grading? Ask more questions. So I'll try to make this not too difficult, but yeah. Okay.
Are we going to be learning like the necessary steps to essentially develop a field campaign from start to finish?
Yeah. At least that's the idea. So that's why this project is, this class is called, what did I name the class? Field projects, aircraft-based physical meteorology observations. So the idea is let's go through everything you need to do to do an aircraft-based or a field project involving an airplane, which was impacts and is the Saudi project. And we're using two examples of this in terms of what I would consider a very complicated example, which is impacts, which you have hundreds of people involved, multiple aircraft, ground, multiple radars, multiple facilities on the ground, you know, just 5-year project, 3 field campaigns. So that's the largest type of project we do. And then the Saudi one, 1 aircraft, but we do have radars that we're utilizing. We do have models forecasting. We all making microphysical observations. Impacts was for the snow storms. We're doing convective storms for the Saudi Arabia project. And hopefully, you know, some of this goes back to like when they did the T28. So James is analyzing T28 data. You know, they did these field projects, and hopefully James someday will write a field project to do another aircraft-based one in 5 or 10 years. And how do we come up with a new hail? And we're actually talking about that, you know, what do we have to do? So that we do this in terms of what we should do for if we want to go look at sample and chain aggregates, lightning, hail, snowstorms, convective storms, hurricanes. Let's look at hurricanes when they make landfall. That'd be a cool with a project. Cirrus cloud studies. So, and I could have you each write a science plan, but I think it'd be better just to focus on editing the one I have and not try to write their own. But this is the example, and we can use the two examples that we have. But you basically, you know, the proposal is basically the science plan, but it's, you know, science proposals are a little bit, you know, you usually do the proposal, you take the proposal, then you write the science plan, then you write the operations plan, then you figure out the configurations of the aircraft and all the details. So, and that's what we did for all these projects. You write the proposal, get that funded, you elaborate on it, put more details in, what, you know, elaborate a little bit more on the science questions. Be specific on when you're going to do the IOPs, but then you concentrate on the science, and then you split that out between the operations of actually how you're going to do it. But you really want the science to drive the operations, not the other way around. So many people try to, well, I want to do this type of measurements, and then they try to figure out some science. Does not work so well. You know, it's harder to do that. So yes. So basically trying to teach you how to do this so that when you graduate, have a postdoc, you can write a an operation, you know, a proposal, operation science plan. And a lot of these are done collaboratively. That's another reason why to edit someone else's than try to write your own. So, and I don't know, we could, yeah. So that's the plan. And of course, we're going to try to focus on physical meteorology and get some science into the measurements. But a lot of we really have to understand atmospheric science to know how to do the science plan. And that would be a detriment if you're like an electrical engineer or an instrumentation expert. You may know how the instrument works, but you would not know how to do the science that would fly the airplane. So, and we want to be driven by science and make some. So, course outline, science plan, operations plan, configuration, implementation, conducting field projects, reviewing. Oh, and then we're going to do some reviewing observations, which is what I really want to start with today, as we're doing this backwards, is want help look at some observations, and maybe we'll start with that first. To kind of get an idea of what the science is, because it's kind of hard to just come up with science without having some constraints on what's possible to observe. So that's why you have to have some idea of what's possible. and not be too much outside of possibilities. Because if you, you know, I can say something like, I want to measure the supersaturation in, 200 feet above crowd drop, above crowd base. And I then will do this, this, and this. I'm like, yeah, there's no instrument that would measure that to any uncertainty that's usable. You know, you get, yes, it's above 100%, but you won't get 100.4%. There's no instrument that measures the supersaturation inside the cloud at a very specific point. You can infer it, you can do other things, but so you got to be limited to what's possible. You know, radars can only scan so fast and stuff. Okay, so any questions? Take a break. I'll bring my water. I know this is boring. Okay. First day of class, not doing anything. I should give you a quiz. Maybe I will. I'll wait till Thursday. Oh, shoot. I suppose any desk is not on this computer. Is it? Everybody, because I forgot to, I don't think I can install any desk, can I? What? I don't know if I have permission on this computer to install. Oh, the problem is I don't know what my code is for my computer. All right, let's take a 30-second break and get some water. And I'm going to go and update my website so I got the link. This is what it's so nice to be close to my office. So 30-second break, I'll be back.
Talk among yourselves.
Same exact thing.
Last year,
the aircraft missions independent study because no one signed it. That's one. I don't know why he wants us, like, I get it for you to edit the Saudi stuff, but I haven't.
The Saudi stuff is so bad.
Is it?
It's so bad. Like, there's nothing specified, and the Saudis won't read it. And so they just don't know what's going on, and then they try to do things that, like, aren't in the science plan, and then David gets mad at them because they didn't read the science plan, but nothing is in the science plan.
Yeah.
I think so. I got my mini desk.
ID too. So we'll have to see if that works. Hey, look at that. My website updated. So the first thing. Make that small. And I could do this in terms of this, the big field catalog for impacts. Go back to my home page, and I think that's linked on our wiki page. So wiki page is a great because you can put links on here, and I think we have the field catalog listed. Instrument status, field catalog. So this is the Impacts field catalog. So it's very complex, got all the data that you can look at and stuff. So this is managed by NCAR. So catalog. And so one of the things is if you're going to do something, it's best to always copy if you can what others have done to the extent possible, which means you know, you don't plagiarize things, but use the same format. Like when we write science papers, always the same standard format if you can. So if there is a standard, use that. You know, if there's an existing data standard, whatever, just use whatever is there. So this is the Impacts field catalog, and I've created a one for UND for the Saudi Arabia project. And the and catalog.atmost at UND.edu. So I got the same address as this. It's at a catalog EOL. So that's Earth Observing Laboratory at NCAR or UCAR EDU. So I have catalog Atmos for atmospheric science, UND.edu. And they list the projects, and they have reports, status, products. So aircraft products, wonderful. ER2 aircraft with all the instruments on the aircraft, so you can see all them, the images, a lot of data. Like, let's see here, if I go back to something that's a similar, CDP, okay, so there's one little liquid water content measurements, for example. So it's a nice way to look at data quickly. I always like to look at it with visualization software because I like to look at a lot of details, but this is a very quick and easy way to do that. So I've created one here. And for example, but because of the Saudis, we need a password for the site. Oh, you and no. Well, I think it's one password is WMI for weather modification and national NCM22. Is it small? Maybe a small case WMI. No, I think it's. Is it lowercase MCM or is it uppercase?
I think on the paper I have
yes. NCM. I think it was 2022 or is it just 22?
In my head it's 2022, but I think.
I thought it was just WMI MCM. I thought it was just 22. Yeah. So it's just 22. But I think what it is, one of them is WMI, and then I think there's a, yeah, so, save, I'm making this public, don't tell anybody this. So I have the project here, and I kind of did the same thing with a product around here, with reports and stuff, and trying to duplicate what they did, and don't duplicate things if you could buy it, but we can't just buy for this because it's a international project, so they can't support it. So we just did the same thing where we have quick look plots, somewhat similar to what they did on this page, where you list all the different instruments and the times. Did this a little bit different. But I still have every hour we have like CDP data, which is actually the same plots that we put on the field catalog here. So this one's just, I gotta make it smaller. Oops. So it's hard to make them, but it's the same plot here as what we have on here with the same software that generates it. This one is just different scale. So liquid water content, measurements in the clouds. So you can quickly look at the data from both of these. So, you know, that's one nice thing that is kind of expected now is to be able to look at this quickly and have a bunch of scientists that are not on an aircraft flight looking at the data. But what we need to do is the way I did this is I just kind of hard coded links in here. This is just a website with a link that's coded in. It's not very sophisticated like this one is. So they made a new site. And so one of the things, is Nancy at NCAR, I think, who's the lady? Nancy, forget what, there's a person at EOL that helps us out with the field catalog. And so right here, I'm gonna go back, I got a new site that Aerospace has been putting together for us. And see if this pulls it up. I think it pulled it up before. Ooh. Okay, let's see if it works with the same login. Oh, yeah, they got the catch-alls. All squares with crosswalks. I can almost never do these. It must be this one, right? Now, did I get the password right?
Yep, press login.
Oh.
I mean, it's a UND website, but you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going through. Well, let's try that. It took me a while to get the other one. Should I put my UND login? Put this one. See if this one works.
Maybe get rid of everything after your name.
I could run to my office, but let me see if I can. And the address. Right offline. 205. Eight five five. Oh, oops. 750-850. Try that. Oh, 204-750-855. Hey, there we go. Now my magic password. And now there's so many windows. So there's the test version. So to be on campus and to sign in via VPN, I create you a username. The site would create you in which the site will email you a link to create a password. Oh, so then I must have a did I make a password? I think I I think I've looked at this one time. This is a reason not to wait forever to do stuff. Oops, and then I put that someplace else. What do you think my password is? Well, I'll have to email him and set up a password for each of you guys so you can look at this.
Well, can Valeria even access it?
She may not be able to. Let's see.
Because you need a
UVP. Yeah, you need a UVP. Oh, okay. Yeah, that reminds me. Valeria, do you have... one thing we might do is look at some of the data on aircraft. And I was wondering if, do you have a account on our aircraft server? You probably.
No, I have been accessing all the data. We have a lot of the data in house.
Yep.
So I've been accessing it through that, through a UW server, but I don't have never. Are you talking about like on the DAC?
No, this is a local server. So I've been given. The Oklahoma group, NCAR group, and a few other people access to get the latest data off of our aircraft Linux server. Are you familiar at all with Linux and the directory structure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we might do something with that. So I'll just get you an account created so you can access it there. Because we have more data that's available on our local server than what we put on the DAX. And we might look at some of that. So I'll get you that created. At least you can get aircraft access. I'm not sure if I can get your VPN access for this, but you can look at the other catalog. I'll see if I can get everybody else access to this staging area for the next class period. And I'm not sure if I could try to see if and then the question is, what's the password? So what do you guys do to keep track of all your passwords? The same password for everything.
So I have four versions of my password, and it's one of the four. And so I never time out. I always have four tries. If I forget.
Okay, then how do you remember what is your username? Because that's my other problem is I don't know what my username is on here. Yeah. So put it in your notes. So the best thing you do is use a password database. And if you knew to this password I'm typing right now, I swear you could impersonate me and do anything. Do not, if you knew that password, I got all my information in this database, including all my bank information, all my medical, all the stuff, even including work passwords for service in Africa. I was showed up in Burkina Faso once, and they got a new computer from NCAR, and they didn't know the work password, and I knew it. And we're like, how do you know a work password to our computer? I'm like, well, I know what they stand, we make them. So this is a, they're writing Titan on their machines. The other question is, even define what it is. So one thing is, so I hate to tell you, I have, probably thousands of passwords, in here. And I try, but I could try to use variations in the same one, but then what's the username? That's the other thing that I have trouble with. So, get a password database and start using it. But yeah, I guess you can always reset it, but I don't know what to use. And when I search this, and it's searching all the things for catalog, and it's not finding anything, I would think that has to be in there. So I'm thinking I have not made it. So I'll have to go back and see in my email list to create the passwords. So, so maybe we'll stop there. I'll get that together. I'll quit early here. I'll try to keep this to an hour and don't tell anybody. Just trying to meet on Thursday, go over more catalog stuff, see if I can bore you. And then we'll start looking at, I'll put in the science plan. So I'll upload probably the science plan. I don't know what to do. Oh, what I'd probably do is put it in the catalog site, because so we go to the field catalog. This is another reason for talking about the field catalog. If you go back, I'll probably make a section for the spring one and start uploading some data. And maybe I can get this new catalog and start using that. But this is accessible, so it's the username was WMI and the password is capital N, CM, National Center for Meteorology. So it's capital NCM and then 22. So we'll put that on there so that I can put stuff there that may not want to be public, I guess, because that one's site protected. So I'll try to upload the science plan so we can start talking about that on Thursday. Okay. And then Valeria, I'll get you access to aircraft, which you may or may not need for that. So, because that has some of the server and some of the other stuff. So, so if you wanted to, we'll hopefully look at some data too, because I want to look at some impacts data also, that's on aircraft, because I got to get ours into the NASA archive. So, if you want, that way you can get 2023 data before it gets to the archive, because it still isn't there. And I want to try to get that done before I go to AMS and people ask me, like Lynn, is that in a catalog yet? So kind of a short-term thing. So, okay. Thanks. I will stop sharing somehow here. But I lost my controls. How do I get my controls back? Escape. Oh, you guys are much better. I know, but I got to remember. Stop sharing. Okay, we'll try to meet on Thursday and go from there. Okay. Hopefully this all works. Yep, thanks.